From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At commencement exercises for the University of Maryland, Baltimore County yesterday, school president Freeman Hrabowski made a special mention of a very special student.
Among our graduates today is a remarkable young man, Andrew Engel, who was diagnosed in 1995 with a malignant brain tumor.
Andrew Engel was a freshman at Rutgers University at the time. He left school, underwent surgery at Johns Hopkins to remove the tumor, and recovered. But the tumor, it turned out, had done great harm to his short-term memory. Doctors told him to forget about college. But as President Hrabowski told the graduates yesterday, Engel was determined to beat the odds.
He convinced his doctors to include him in a one-year experiment, working with a neuropsychologist there at Hopkins, and they made medical history. He learned how to remember by converting new information to his long-term memory by reading this new information four or five or more times each time. He started back at a community college in 97. He came to UMBC in 99. And I want you to know that after studying 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, never missing a class, that brilliant young mind is graduating today with a 4.0. Andrew, would you please stand? Where's Andrew Engel?
Andrew Engel graduated summa cum laude with a degree in health administration, and today he came by our studios to talk about what life has been like since 1995.
How it originally started, I was having trouble remembering people's names. I couldn't keep up with classes. Well, the year before, I graduated with a 3.8 in high school. And then so those type of memory, I didn't remember if I ate or just simple things, dorm room, my roommate's name. But now it's similar things, like I have to read over information numerous times just to remember it. Regardless if it's the day before a test or the first day of semester, I'm studying the same amount all day.
Right.
I have a system that basically I have my notes from the class. I get supplemental notes from a note taker to fill in the gaps. I take notes from the textbook and then I type it out on the computer, and then the whole week I'm studying those notes. And lots of times when I'm studying, I try and hide the clock. So I'm not thinking, oh, gosh, I've been doing this for so-and-so, you know, an hour or so, and I only know this much information. So I'm just trying to just do what I have to do and not think about that.
Do you find that to do other things in life, whether it's to read a newspaper or to balance a checkbook, I mean, do you find that you also have to apply some special thought to it and some special energy?
Well, I don't think, like, balancing a checkbook, not that, I mean, I don't write that many checks, but doing that wouldn't be
people
that
used
hard.
To write checks.
Yeah,
in the old days.
Yeah, but I mean that wouldn't be. I mean, because that's not like you're remembering; you're
right.
Just doing a task. But like in movies, lots of times it's a very complicated plot. Like I have trouble remembering, and lots of times, especially well, any type of movie. But you know, some movies are nonlinear. And then you're trying to remember this happened, and then this is the other time. But
so even in Syriana, you were really lost.
Yes.
So is everyone else, actually.
Yeah, but even a regular movie, I sometimes have trouble, you know, remembering, but it doesn't, I don't think it decreases my enjoyment of it.
I gather you're a big sports fan.
Yes.
And we won't tell the people at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, unless they listen, you're a Maryland Terps fan.
Yes.
So if you watch a basketball game, by the second half, I mean, is it hard to summon what happened during the first half? Is it still there at the, easily retrieved at the top of your memory, or is it? Does it fade fast on you?
I mean, I would remember, oh, they're up by, I may not remember at halftime, and then you ask a couple minutes later, what's the score? But I could probably tell you Maryland's winning. Or I could tell you maybe generally Maryland is winning by a lot, or, you know, it's close. You know, I may not remember specific details. Or if, like, maybe someone's talking about a specific play, I may not remember that particularly. But, I mean, lots of times if they say it, you'll spark my, like, oh, okay, I remember that now.
I was just wondering if it's easier to remember things which were phenomenally exciting at the moment they happened.
Yeah.
A great dunk in a basketball game.
Oh,
Is that more memorable than...
Yeah, definitely.
You know, than 5 minutes of slow zone
defense. Yeah, if it's like amazing play or something, oh, like it would definitely stick with me, I think, longer.
In terms of being in an environment with people and remembering who they are and what they do, challenging?
Yeah, what I do usually in the workplace, I have just carry around a notebook with me. So when I'm talking with people, I write it down. I have their name and what they, you know, whatever, if they have me a task or whatever I was going to do. So I write it down so I can refer to it later. And I just have like how I, you know, how to work different programs or whatever I happen to be doing. I have very detailed notes so I can refer back to it. Like if I, you know, if I only did something once or twice and then I go back to it later and go, oh, this is how I do it. Or lots of times I'm doing it, you know, every day and then I have to keep on referring back to it. But
so you've acquired some of the habits of a good reporter here, which is
yeah, I guess.
Take notes when people are saying and have it ready.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I mean, it would seem to me that among the challenges you faced after this, first of all, is simply the physical injury to your brain.
Yes.
And things that suddenly became very difficult because of the tumor.
Yes.
But there are other things. Obviously, one problem you had to overcome was just pessimism or self-pity. I used to be a lot better than this.
I remember in the beginning just remembering my friends in college and then coming home for winter break or whatever, complaining, oh, I have all these tests to do. And I just remember thinking, oh, I wish I could stay up all night or had a class that I had to stay up all night and study for. I wish I had that opportunity. But I mean, now it's almost like I'm used, that's kind of part of me, it's who I am now. And I guess the longer you're dealing with it, the more you get used to it.
Well, it's a very inspiring story to know that you soldiered through and got the degree, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely helped with the help of a lot of family and friends, so definitely helped a lot.
That's Andrew Engel, who yesterday graduated summa cum laude from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. He says he's hoping to get a job at a nursing home, and he has an interview next week.